Yes, indeed. It's CITR 101.9 FM, live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name's Andy Resto, and this program's called The Borough, on every week from Monday to 3 to 4 p.m. As many of you probably know, Alan Vega of the Seminole, it's time for the word Seminole, group, post-punk group, Suicide, passed away over the weekend. This is a tribute to Suicide from the Vancouver group Twin Crystals, from their early self-titled LP that came out in 2009. Features members of Mormon Crosses and Aaron Vices et al. Nice and slow to get settled in here. That was a song called Suicide, which is pretty much just a tribute to the band Suicide by the Vancouver group Twin Crystals from their 2009 self-titled LP. You're listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I don't really like tribute shows or tribute segments all that much, and so that's going to be about it for the Alan Vega Suicide treatment. I just thought it was going to work well to ease us into the program this week. In the background, and what we're going to listen to a bit of, not the full thing, but a bit of now, is a project out of Lethbridge, Alberta, called An Ant and an Atom. Meant to, if you spell it all out and you use all capital A's, just looks a bit striking. An Ant and an Atom. Project of someone named Sean Warkentine, who actually works at the community radio station out in Lethbridge, called CKXU. So, friends of CITR, friends of community radio, I should say here. This is a electronic project, normally more ambient. This piece, however, is a bit noisier. It's called Entropy. And it was, it's one long 25-minute track, so we're not going to listen to all of it. We're going to listen to some of it. It was originally conceived as part of an art project that someone was putting on, and this was music that was performed to the exhibition. Okie dokie. This is An Ant and an Atom here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Coming up later on, some new Coban, Marissa Nadler, Gina Young, and others.
21, 21, 21. I'll give you 21, 21, 21. This night you are mistaken. I'm a farmer in the city. Dark farmhouses against the sky. Every night I must wonder why. Harness on the left nail keeps wrinkling, wrinkling. Then higher above me is can search from far to far. Dark farmhouses against our eyes. Every night I must realize harness on the left keeps withering and withering, then higher above me is love, is love. Can't go by a man in this shirt, go by a man in that shirt. Can't go by a man with brain grass, go by his long, long eyeglass. And I used to be a citizen, and I never felt the pressure. I knew nothing of the horses, nothing of the thresher. Follow, take me with you. It was a journey of a life.
Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21, 21. Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21.
Of lovely ones there in that last set. What we just heard was Shadow Show Diane by Marissa Nadler. And Scott Walker, from his 1997 record called Tilt, the opening track, Farmer in the City. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm your host. My name is Andy Resto. Some beautiful lines in those last two songs. Scott Walker telling us you can't go by a man in that shirt or a man in this shirt. I used to be a citizen and I never felt the pressure. And then Marissa Nadler telling us, I want to be someone sane, sometimes somebody else. Very beautiful. Other side of these messages, we're going to hear a track from the new Coban record called Abject Obsessions. They put it out on Avant Records. It's Avant, A-V-A-N-T, with an exclamation point after it. Put out a lot of modern day kind of goth music, which Coban falls in line with. And the new record is quite good. They just played here at the station last Thursday. So if you go and listen to the podcast of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell from this past week, you'll hear a live set from Coban. As I mentioned on the other side of these messages, we're going to hear the track Illusion from their new record, Abject Obsessions. And then we'll move on to another Sacred Bones artist, Marissa Nadler, who we just heard, also signed to Sacred Bones. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Redgate presents Alleyfest on July 23rd from 12 to 8 p.m. Live performances by Deadsoft, Dada Plan, Morning Coup, Other Jesus, and many more on an outdoor back alley stage. Panel discussions held throughout the day inside about safer spaces, cultural districts, and all ages shows. And there's also an ice cream truck. $5 at door or free with a Redgate membership. Details on Facebook.
I phased it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Illusion, ghosts and no more. Set illusion.
It's a newish group from New York called Cheena, C-H-E-E-N-A, from, as I said, New York, on Sacred Bones record. I've played them before. They just came out with their first full length called Spend the Night With, .. So presumably Spend the Night With Cheena. Pretty much just throwback garage music. Most interesting aspect of that band to me is the bass player being Margaret Chartier, whose regular project is called Pharmacon. So we're going to listen, get uncomfortable and listen to Primitive Struggle from Pharmacon's latest record, which is now already approaching 2 years old. Hoping to hear more music from her. One of my favorites, Vegetable Burden, which came out in 2014, is absolutely brilliant. But as I said, we're going to listen to one that isn't the easiest listening. It's called Primitive Struggle, and then we're going to get back into things, get back into the rhythm. All right, here we go.
Thank you. Of the reading wonder, but the size of the eyes, the sun, the eyes. On Friday, July 29th, the Davie Street Party, presented by Fido and Microsoft, will take place along Davie Street between Burrard and Jervis from 6 p.m. through midnight. This year, the beer garden is exploding, with the party spilling out from the community stage at Davie Street's historic rainbow crosswalk at Beale Street. Pound the pavement to some of the city's hottest talent and witness the annual Wimple Inn ceremony of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The event is free and open to all ages. However, those 19 and older who wish to purchase alcohol at the event must grab a wristband for $5. More information is available at vancouverpride.ca.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gay Games. And to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ+ athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part, and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.
Earlier today, I had the impulse that I had to sneak in some Dinosaur Jr. into this set. It was just too apt You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This program's called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm your host. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening this week. Dinosaur Jr. off of 1988's wonderful record, Bug. A song called The Post. That was, of course, with Dinosaur Jr. as the original lineup before they split up, and then it was Dinosaur Jr. was a solo project of Jay Masses, and then there was Sebado, blah, blah, blah. Now they're back together again. And what have you. Anyhow, Bug came out of SST Records back in 1988. SST Records put out the likes of Husker Du and others as well, Meat Puppets. Had a nice little run in the mid to late 80s. Before that was Young and House Sounds, so two different bands. Young, who have a new record called A Youthful Dream. It's pretty straight-ahead pop punk, a lot of it, which is not necessarily something I typically flock to, but I was listening to this album, Youthful Dream. We heard the song called Blanket, and there's something about it. I think it's a really, really well-written album. Good start to finish. As I was going through it this morning, thinking of a track that I was going to get on air here, every track I went through, I switched and I said, oh, I'm going to play this one, I'm going to play this one instead. Ended up with Blanket. Again, don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm a little ashamed to say it, but I really, really like the album. A Youthful Dream by a band called Young. Young spelled Y-U-N-G. House Sounds is the band before that. Opened up the set following Pharmacon's song Primitive Struggle, which was kind of some dry heaving and whatnot. House Sounds, a band from Chicago, have a record called Three, like Roman numeral Three. I'm really getting a little bit sick and tired of albums being called Two or Three. Anyhow, sounds pretty good. They're on a label called 1980 Records, which is a very interesting record label. Puts out a lot of experimental ambient music, but also kind of all over the spectrum with post-punk and shoegaze music, etc. Good label to do some research into. Okay, to close out the show this week, I got about 10 minutes left. Again, thank you all for listening. Jade should be... I have not spotted her yet, but should be here for 4 o'clock for a little bit of soul, as usual. I have one more set, again, with three bands kind of bordering, floating somewhere in between the pop-punk to post-punk categorization. Spray Paint, a band from Austin, Texas, have a new record called Feel the Clamps. If any of you watched the cartoon show Futurama, there's this robot that's part of the mob, and he is called the Clamps. That's all I can think of when I hear the album title Feel the Clamps. Very, very goofy. But we're gonna hear some Spray Paint, then Soup Cans, a band that's on Telephone Explosion Records, Canadian group, had a record called Soft Party come out a couple months ago. We're gonna hear the song Nice Knife. I've played it before on the show. And then Graze, band that I interviewed in the past, so friends of the program, came out with their record. They're from Toronto, came out with their first full length called Outer Heaven on Buzz Records just about a month or so ago. And we're going to hear the opening track to that called Cruelty. So that's the set to close things out. If there's time on the other end of those three songs before 4 o'clock, you're going to hear... a bit of a wacky trail out from Philip Glass. Part one of his Music in 12 Parts piece, experiment, what have you. It's very, it's a bit hypnotic and, I don't know, possibly headache-inducing, but very good. And I think it'll be a nice stark contrast to this next set. Alrighty, so like I said, we're going to start with some Spray Paint. This is a band from Austin, Texas. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.